There we go. Colton Dixon, my good friend. You know, we had a great 15-minute conversation, and now I feel like we're besties. So anyhow, I don't know if you'd say the same thing, but I did. There was connection there, and you just either have it or you don't, and I thought that the conversation did. And so I'll be looking for my Christmas card from him, and I have to get mine ready to send him. But my other good friend, my very good friend, is on the line, Jason Kanz. We're counting down to his birthday, folks. The big 5-0, 6 days away. How are you feeling, aging one?
I'm feeling okay. I am actually looking forward to turning 50, and I wasn't sure how I would feel about that. And I'm feeling okay about it.
How did you enter the place of being okay to turn 50?
That's a very good question. I'm not certain. I think partly knowing other people who have advanced beyond the fifth decade of life. Have really, I'm encouraged by people who have more years and wisdom than I do, and I think that has helped me to move to that place.
So I, as a 58-year-old, have partially inspired you.
You have.
Wow.
Sure.
That's good.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm calling it Weird Pet Wednesday in part because of this development that happened yesterday on the program.
I don't want much to do with spiders, but snakes are just a thousand times worse.
Someone who knows you actually has a pet snake now. So
no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why? Remind me not to come over.
Right. So with that as the inspiration, I'm calling it Weird Pet Wednesday. Strange, odd, peculiar pets that go beyond dogs, cats, even fish. And so the Kanz household, you have some unique pets.
We have unique pets, for sure. Yeah, so we have three sugar gliders.
Uh-huh. Which, explain for people what those are.
Yeah, so they're a small marsupial. They're kind of like a flying squirrel.
Uh-huh.
And little tiny things. We have two guinea pigs, one of which is a naked pig, so it doesn't have hair. We have three dogs, and then we also have a cat, but our cat is also unique because it also doesn't have hair. It's a sphinx cat, so it's a naked cat.
So maybe when I can't just say, you know, dogs, cats don't count because you can have unique dogs and cats, right?
Right, for sure, yes. Like my daughter has a three-legged dog.
Uh-huh.
So it's, I mean, there's definitely uniqueness. We've had other animals in the past. We've had hamsters, and we've had rats. We've had a bearded dragon. We've had rabbits. Lots of different animals.
I guess we've had some of those. We've not had hamsters or gerbils, but we've had, we briefly had a pet mouse. We briefly had, I guess we got a ferret, so, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. For a long time, there is no way I would have had a spider. At this point, I would probably be okay with it. I'd probably rather have a pet bumblebee, but
how about a snake?
I don't know if I would have a snake. I think part of my issue with reptiles is they just a lot of times don't really do anything.
Uh-huh.
And it's not that I'm bothered by snakes. I just don't find them particularly compelling.
All right. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave. We had other things to get to, like, we had African frogs, too, but we got it, like, at a place in Rice Lake, and it didn't last very long. So, anyhow, it's the sadness of when a pet dies, too, right?
Right.
You got that to deal with.
Absolutely.
You have a post about leaves or not litter and places that you've read that we're not going to get to right now, so we'll save that.
Okay.
Again, so
all
much
right.
to get to this morning.
Yeah.
They got to give us more than, they got to call it, like, the best 7 minutes or something. Anyhow.
For sure. Yeah.
Romans 7, 14 and 15, please.
Yeah, it says, so the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me, for I am all too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate.
Yeah. Middle of this chapter here, Romans 7, 14 and 15, in Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary, which you'll want to order before Christmas. Give it away. The law proceeds from my spirit and is therefore good and true. But in Adam, you are not only spirit, but also flesh. And sin shackles your fleshly nature. Your behavior confuses you. Your true self desires to live from a place of truth, goodness, and beauty. But instead, you practice things you claim to hate. This is that idea that is embodied in Romans 7, doing what you don't want to do and not doing what you want to do, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is one of those where I can feel it personally, you know, as a person, as a Christian. You know, the idea, I talk a lot about things like goodness, truth, beauty, relationship, wholeness, but so often my life doesn't quite match up with what I proclaim. And I remember hearing Eugene Peterson say that at one point, that, you know, what he talks about is not necessarily how his life matches up. And that was surprisingly encouraging to me as someone I look to who made it well past his fifth decade. You know, and so I don't know if that's your experience or not, but.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think even as you're talking and we're sharing this, I in our fantastic musical search, I typed in the word struggle. I thought, you know, that kind of fits Romans 7. And 10th Avenue North, Mike Donaghy and company, they did a whole album called The Struggle. So I think that fits it in, that battle between flesh and spirit. Living out. Yes, we're seated with Christ in the heavenlies, but living it out, walking in the spirit, that's a journey, the sanctification journey. Thanks, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow. JasonCans.com. So on a Win It Wednesday, it's Weird Pet Wednesday, and Sue and Kadat says, yes, please, keep the Star Spangled Banner. That's at the start of the show, the vote trending that way. And she says, also, only cat and a dog now, but she's growing up in Milwaukee, she had a pet skunk? Really? Like, did you walk it on a leash? And she says, and my kid's lifetime had a pet tarantulas, one for 9 years. Wow, there you go.
It's a Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, 25 degrees outside, 22 past 7. We haven't played this game for a while, Halvo. It's The Price Is Close Enough.
Yeah, and the jazzier intro music kind of gave it away there.
Yes, and four grabs up for grabs this morning. If you have not won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call in and win 715-723-2555. A pair of Micon Cinemas movie passes. Again, you can see them in Eau Claire, two locations, or in Chippewa Falls. A pair of Micon Cinemas movie passes for our winner. And this is what we do. I have gone to Facebook Marketplace, and I found four different random items. We have put them together into a showcase. And you must guess the total dollar amount of that showcase without going over, but you can get within $10 of it and still win. If you go over, you are not allowed to call back. So don't go over. But also, you want to make an accurate guess because you might get beat out by somebody else.
It's tough.
715-723-2555. 715-723-2555 is the number to call. And here are the showcase items. A Schwinn vintage men's bicycle. A Schwinn vintage men's bicycle. A Texas Instruments calculator. Calculator from Texas Instruments. A Century brand punching bag. And finally, a Nintendo 3DS with game library. What is the total value of that showcase for two Micon Cinemas movie passes? We're playing The Price Is Close Enough here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Name the items one more time.
A Schwinn vintage men's bike. A Texas Instruments calculator. A Century brand punching bag. And a Nintendo 3DS with game library. What is the total value? 715-723-2555.
That's
as we
really
play The Price
hard.
Is Close Enough. Oh, I know it is. I know it is. Good morning, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Win It Wednesday. You're on The Price Is Close Enough. What's your guess?
$80.
It is higher than $80. It is higher than $80.
For all four items? Yeah, I got to think it's higher.
You go ahead and guess again. Call us back, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Hi, this is Sue from Eau Claire.
Hey, Sue from Eau Claire. You're on The Price Is Close Enough. Go ahead and guess.
$1,120.
I'm sorry, Sue from Eau Claire. You went over. Thank you for trying. 715-723-2555.
Okay, so what was over? 1,120.
1,120 was over.
Very good.
Good morning, WWIB. You're on The Price Is Close Enough. What's your guess?
Good morning. Am I able to ask a clarifying question on that Texas Instruments calculator? Is it just a regular calculator or one of those fancy scientific ones?
It's a scientific calculator.
Scientific calculator. I'm going to go $444.44.
$444.44 is low. So you were still eligible to call back. 715-723-2555. Win It Wednesday. We're on the Price Is Close Enough.
I have written down a number in the studio, so I'm just going to be kind of curious where
I am. All right, see where you end up.
We have a dry spot here. So,
good morning, WWIB. What do you think?
Good morning. About 525.
525 is low. 525 is low. Call us back at 715-723-2555. You must get within $10 of this showcase without going over. And to recap, the four items.
Yeah, a Schwinn vintage men's bike, a Texas Instruments scientific calculator, a Century brand punching bag, and a Nintendo 3DS with game library.
With game library. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Go ahead. You're on the air. Oh, one more time. I'm sorry. I talked over you. What's your name?
Harper from Eau Claire.
Harper. All right, Harper. What do you think?
600.
600, Harper?
That's what
you are low. You are low, right, Harper, but you go ahead and call back. Please, we'd love to hear your voice again.
Harper, that's the number I wrote down. So
you're both low.
Alike. Yeah, okay.
All right, let's go here.
But the ceiling's 1120. We know that.
Yeah, between 1120 and 600. Good morning. The price is close enough. Go ahead. What's your guess?
725.
725? I'm sorry. You're too high.
All right, but we got something to work with here. That's the scary thing, though, is you don't want to go over because then you're done.
Yeah, then you're done. That's how we play the game.
723-2555.
Go ahead. Let's see if we can get this done and still get a song in before weather. Good morning. Go ahead. The price is close enough. What's your guess?
$695.
I'm sorry. You've gone over. $695 is too high. Thank you for trying. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Go ahead.
Johnny Bullard from Chippewa Falls.
$650 is a good guess, but you are low.
Okay.
You are low.
You got to get within what?
We got to get within $10. $10. 715-723-2555 or two mic on movie passes.
That was the obvious next guess. Thank you there from Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, so we're between $650 and $695. Who is going to get this? Good morning, WWIB. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're on the air. Win It Wednesday. The price is close enough. What's your guess? Well, I guess they don't want to play. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air.
Oh, no.
Man, nobody wants to play. Well, let's try here. Good morning. Go ahead. Goodness. Well, we'll just restart here. Good morning, WWIB. The price is close enough. What's your guess?
$680.
$680 is within $10 on the dot.
That's all there is to it. A winner.
It is $690. $690 is the grand prize total for that showcase. What's your name? Where are you calling from, my friend?
Dave from Chippewa.
Dave from Chippewa, well, you have won not the Schwinn Vintage Men's Bike or the Texas Instruments Scientific Calculator or the Punching Bag or the Nintendo 3DS with the Game Library, but we are sending you to the movies. How about that?
It sounds awesome.
All right, hang on the line. We'll get those movie passes to you. It's the price is close enough. Dave guessed $680, had to get within $10, Halvo, and
way to go.
$690 was the total. We just played The Price is Close Enough, and Dave, actually from the Faith Riders, was the one who won. He's like, yeah, you know me. And I realized, yeah, absolutely. We see you all over the place. And so these were the items. The Schwinn Vintage Men's Bike. Uh-huh. You can get that for $125
on Facebook Marketplace. Okay.
The Texas Instruments Scientific Calculator, $60.
I said 75.
That's pretty good, actually. The Century Brand Punching Bag.
I thought 100.
$250 for that album.
Obviously, I don't have a punching bag.
Yes, and finally, the Nintendo 3DS with game library. You can get that for the low, low price of $255 on Facebook Marketplace.
I thought $225.
I like that game. The price is close enough. Thank you, everyone who called. And, man, I just love hearing the young voices call in. Mm-hmm. So, again, you know, with your parents' permission, but we love it when you call in. We're so glad that you're engaged and part of the WIB family and listening to Christian radio. So thank you so much. We love you guys.
The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Well, a few weeks ago, we told you about the fact that McDonald's was having not only kids, but adult Happy Meals with toys. And apparently, these toys are selling for thousands of dollars.
There is power and, evidently, lots of money
yeah.
in nostalgia. And, I mean, remember that going into Mickey D's as a kid. And as you go in, they'd have a big display, a cardboard display with kind of the case and all the different Happy Meal toys. And back in that day, I remember when you got a Happy Meal, if you didn't necessarily want the toy, they were always really good eggs about swapping it out for you for the one you wanted. And that was the thing. Back then, I didn't care about the meal. All I wanted was the toy. Now, as you probably can see from my waistline, I care a little too much about the meal.
Well, people want the toys, too, apparently. McDonald's customers, the burger chain, bring back these different toys that they haven't offered since 2016. And so these are pretty popular. And people are, in fact, dishing out $12 to $13 a box for an adult Happy Meal.
Wow.
To make sure they get the toy that they're looking for.
Man. I mean, they were some really good toys back in the day. My grandma would actually save. She has a whole, like, Rubbermaid tote of toys from, like, Burger King and McDonald's Happy Meals that she saved. And my kids think they're just the best thing ever, all these classic toys that grandma saved for them. Or that, I guess it'd be their great-grandma. So, yeah, I love it.
There you go. So, I think I also remember there was a battle. This was cereal. It was Quisp cereal versus King Vitamin. I don't think you can find either one on the shelf anymore.
I don't think I've heard of either one of those, but I love a cereal that starts with a Q.
It tells you, going back to the 70s and sending away and getting, there was like this Quisp toy that came and it had some powder that went in it. And then poof, poof, like a few different shots of it and it was gone. So,
wow. All right.
Anyhow, just a little memory down memory lane.
There you go.
It's just, they're so crazy. You know, I do know Ecclesiastes says this little line that says, as a dream comes when there's many cares. And certainly Joseph was an interpreter of dreams, right?
Yeah, I just, there's a lot of odd things about dreams. And I think my wife dreams far more than I do probably because she just carries, you know, so much weight in our family and wanting to take care of everybody. And I just kind of conk out. But then sometimes I do find out if I've misbehaved in her dreams. It's not good for me.
Honey, so. I'm sorry. I really... And that great feeling is you have this terrible... And not a nightmare necessarily, but this something happens in your dream that and you go, oh, it was just a dream. Isn't that... That's a nice relief.
That is a very nice relief when you wake up and it's like, oh, that didn't actually happen or is not about to happen. I am clothed and I'm not falling from an airplane.
Well, we've got a list of random dream facts this morning to let you know about. You will have 150,000 dreams in your lifetime.
Fascinating. Women, this is so true, women typically remember dreams more often than men.
And here's the thing, though. I mean, it's like, I didn't do it, right? You have to say.
I didn't. This was not factual or real.
Right. Nightmares are common in children, often beginning around age 3 and occurring up to age 8.
Mm, yeah. I remember that. No, for sure. Uh-huh. Absolutely true at that age. People giving up smoking may experience a sudden shift in their dream content and emotion.
Also, nightmares are not always... I get stuck with both of these. Nightmares are not always associated with trauma and stress. Many studies suggest that they're common to sensitive and artistic personalities.
Huh. Dream facts here in the WIB Wake Up Show. 3 more peak stress dreams provide an early warning signal to adjust your schedule and commitments.
Each profession and industry gives rise to particular anxiety dreams.
Yes. Did I turn my mic off?
Yes.
And medication, sleep patterns, and lifestyle affect dream memory and contents.
It seems like one of the big ones, the common ones, is people that they had one more thing to do to graduate from college.
Yeah, like one class or test or something like that that ended up being forgotten.
The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. So... I want to think in terms of what makes a person interesting, but we're going to do it by saying...
Don't do these things.
Yeah.
Yes. So, go ahead.
Yeah. So, some of this learning comes off the internet, but can also think of other books and resources. And again, even when we talk about being salt and light, I think as a believer, in terms of you want to be interesting. You want to live a interesting life that would hopefully prompt people to say, hey, tell me about the hope that's it within you. What makes you different?
Yeah.
You
know? So some things not to do.
Yeah. So one of the things not to do is don't answer questions, but never ask them, right?
Yeah.
You're at a social gathering. People ask you. I always tell Mike, right? Everybody's favorite subject is themselves. So you go in a social setting, ask people questions. But then you know, yeah, be the person that don't just talk about yourself.
Listen as well, too. Yeah. Two ears, one mouth. So ask the question and then actually listen for the response. Again, things not to do when it comes to being an interesting person, and this would be kind of the opposite, being boring or uninteresting, having zero or no sense of humor.
Yeah, that's not good.
People laugh at different things, but have a sense of humor. Have a sense of humor of some sort.
Boy, Bob Uecker is a great example, right? The self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Self-deprecating is always funny. Being willing to laugh at yourself. Here's another thing not to do. When you have no hobbies or interests, that's not interesting.
Going back to the first one, when you make everything about you, that kind of goes back to, you know, always making everything about yourself in conversation, too, and telling people about yourself without asking about them.
Now, this one is interesting, maybe, and they say picky eater. And again, you know, to expand your horizons and try things. I mean, do you rule things out? Just, I got to say, even as I say that, I'm like, okay, I'm not big on lima beans. But anyhow, you know, there's certain things that maybe you ruled out as a kid. Give some things a try.
Two more on being an interesting person. This is the opposite tack. What not to do. Having no hobbies other than watching TV or hanging out with friends. You know, expand your horizons a bit there as well.
Those are okay things. And again, even if you go, I mean, there's so many shows with the streaming these days.
Yeah.
To be able to converse about a show can be interesting, but more than that. And finally, it's not interesting when you lack curiosity. So be a curious person, a person who asks questions and asks questions of others.
There you go. All right. So again, what not to do when it comes to being an interesting person.